97 on the box. It is the Mad Hatter Morning Show. Excuse me, 842. Thanks for joining us this morning. Talk a little bit about a hip-hop icon. What you call DMX a hip-hop icon,
JT? Yeah, I can say that right there for the young lad.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've seen him on a couple reality shows recently. What was the one, the marriage counseling one on VH1 called? Couples Therapy?
Couples Therapy, yeah.
Yeah,
he was going in there, going off.
He was on Ayala.
That's right. He fixed my life. That's mm-hmm. right. And now, he's moved on to Dr. Phil. So he appeared on Dr. Phil, and he said, despite drug addiction and numerous run-ins with the law, the rapper, he says he has no regrets about any of his actions.
I would not change one aspect of my life because it got me to where I am right now, and I'm in a good place with God.
Now, he sat down with Dr. Phil. Now, what exactly happened on the show, JQ? You can break it down for us with Dr. Phil and DMX.
Well, you know, he came on there to talk about a lot of things, as, you know, getting on drugs at a young age, smoking some marijuana laced with some cocaine. He didn't know it till he started smoking. I didn't know you could taste cocaine in a cigarette or marijuana, but I guess he tasted it and knew it after he smoked it.
It's like 14 when that happened,
14
right?
14 when wow. it happened. And, you know, also talked about the incident with him running butt naked through, you know, the hotel, you know, his friends bed and dared him, and, you know, he ran through that, talked about that, you know, why, and the consequences and repercussions of it, talked about his music career, some of his lyrics, especially some of his religious lyrics out there and stuff like that there, and he's, you know, he says he's trying to be in a better place, say he does occasionally smoke a little herb and have a few drinks, but, you know, he said God is with him, and he's trying to make it happen.
Yeah, he actually told Dr. Phil he still smokes and drinks, but one day those substances will be out of his life.
I'm always going to have a drug problem. I don't have to get high.
Do you use drugs now?
I smoke weed. I drink, yes. But that's it. That's it. And one day, that'll be gone.
All right, J-Mac is shaking his head in the corner.
Yeah, it's going to be gone because he's not going to be here.
Wow.
Faster than most of us.
God, no.
So that's the only thing that's going to end it?
Yeah, because you can tell right now he doesn't care. I mean, I wish these shows would stop paying him.
You don't think all these shows are helping him?
No, these shows are not. You're not going to get help in 45 minutes with a serious problem like that.
Well, the Ayala, that thing was, wasn't she with him longer than that?
Well, the show aired for, it was like a two-part with DMX. And so, you know, she probably was with him, you know, three or four or 5 days, something like that.
You're not going to, and then first of all, you got to want to change. He doesn't want to change. And I can guarantee you this, I wish these shows would stop paying him because obviously he'll get on this show getting some help and by the end of this week he'll be arrested.
So you think this is just all cash grab?
You don't think this is any type of therapy that's helping
no.
him sit down with Dr. Phil,
no.
who's like a nationally recognized
no.
doctor?
If Dr. Phil want to help him, go find him. You don't even have to record it. It's some other people. If you really want to, if you
he
really
does have a show though, if people are interested,
you really, yeah, yeah.
Because they're
so we
want to,
we want to see
music.
What happens to him. We don't care. 9 out of 10, we don't care.
So you're blaming the public for wanting to watch a train
helping ride. him, right? Dr. Phil show and all these people that pay him because he got a problem and it's gonna kill him quicker probably.
But you don't think Dr. Phil gave him any good advice to help him with
I'm not life? Saying he doesn't give him advice. It's not worth, I don't think paying and helping the person go buy some drugs is, in my opinion, because I can't prove that he's paying them, but I assume that he's getting paid on all these shows. What you want to say, Coop? I see you grabbed you.
You disagree with the righteous brother over there,
the
J-Mac.
Righteous brothers, is there a dissension?
He's like shaking his head like, Mac.
Uh-oh.
All right, go ahead.
I'm just thinking, what if the dude's getting the money and, you know, he's using it to support his family?
So, well, yeah. Obviously, you haven't seen it. He's over like $1 million. He's not paying no child support.
Well,
he got 11 kids by 6 baby mamas.
Well, he did say to Dr. Phil that his 11 children are well taken care of.
They're well taken care of. I mean, and I'm a big influence in their lives. I love all of my children.
Yes.
And I do see them and speak to
he's
them.
He's a big influence.
Like, I do have a relationship with
stop
my children. I love
stop
my children.
Him.
I mean,
stop
I would
him.
Never
stop
just,
him.
Just
you can
not
stop
be
him.
A part of my children's life. It doesn't make sense.
He's a big influence in his life. Did you see the last show where his son was on there?
And son hadn't talked to him in almost.
He said they edited that wrong.
What?
Which could happen in TV.
Come on, man. Yeah, you're not going to joke with me on this.
What kind of influence do you think he is on the kid?
A bad. It may be a good.
Or maybe a good one. Like, hey, look, let's not do what dad did.
I don't want to do this.
Yeah, he could be.
I know I don't smoke because my dad smoked. and smoke flew in my face a lot, and I never wanted to smoke
me
at
too.
All. You know?
My dad smoked like a chimney. I ain't smoking
that. I mean, maybe they see
your what dad smoke crack, though?
No, he ain't smoking no crack. Not
your dad get tickets every week, though?
No, he ain't getting no tickets.
But it's a similar example where, Jake, you're saying, like, his dad smoked cigarettes, so therefore...
I'm letting it.
I'm just saying, though.
Are you his lawyer?
I'm not his lawyer. You're going against DMX
your face,
just because.
But seriously,
are you counsel for this man?
But seriously, JQ, he asked you a question. So
what?
You were rebuttaling before Coop rebutted for you. So go ahead and continue your rebuttal.
Oh, I never rebutted for him, ever.
No rebutting?
But anyway, man, seriously, though, I just think that it's not helping him.
It's his choice. If he wants help, man, he can go get it anytime.
Right.
He's choosing to go on these shows.
Right.
Well, he has improved. He said he's went from smoking a lot to smoking less. That's an improvement. He's went from drinking more to drinking a little. One day, hopefully, it can be just gone, period.
Yeah, he hopes it's gone for good.
Yeah.
That's why he's seeing Dr. Phil and folks like this.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, you don't believe. Well,
okay, when he get arrested next week, unfortunately, I'm going to bring this same conversation up with you.
See, I'm going to stay positive, and I'm going to think,
no, you can't. He's not doing anything for you to be positive about. I could see if he was really trying to get help, then you could be like, hey, you know
he just went on Dr. Phil.
Okay, this is not helping you.
What?
This is not helping you. I'm not going to care what you say.
You're not going
to
bet.
But he said he's cut down, I mean, you know, to two vices, you know, the weed and the alcohol. So, you know, before, like I said, it was crack and some others. So he's cut things out.
What was the comment he said? He said he was going to forever.
I'm always going to have a drug problem. I don't have to get high.
Do you use drugs now?
I smoke weed, I drink, yes. But that's it. And one day, that'll be gone.
See, one day
even like in Alcoholics Anonymous and stuff like that, they, you know, they say, hey, you're forever an alcoholic. They understand that they're an alcoholic.
And those people, I know alcoholics, because I deal with them on a daily basis, and they do have to go almost all the time to these meetings.
Well, no, but I'm saying not even about the meetings, but the fact that he admit that he's a drug addict, you know, that's what they, you know, he's accepting his, you know, what he is.
No, he's not, because he would be in a... No, he's not.
So you,
no,
you guys aren't going to agree?
Believe. No, he cannot make me believe that, so...
Okay, Max upset, so...
I'm not upset!
DMX still going to be alive.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know...
I hope so,
for
that's
DMX.
What we hope.
Hopefully he
but
gets to help you.
But he's not half of the man we saw 2 or 3 years ago when he did that interview up here.
Well, hopefully he gets the help he needs. J-Mac, I know.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
You all right? Well, I'm smoking a little.
Okay.
Somebody get him some muscle milk. You'll be all right.
All right. That's what's up coming up next on The Box.